Hello, I'm your host, Mr. Chuck, a retired accountant turned truck driver. I reduced my debt in a relatively short period of time. Debt reduction to achieve financial freedom takes commitment, confidence, determination. The basic rules of staying debt-free, how to go about getting high-interest debt gone. Not an easy task, but can be done once the rules are applied consistently. It starts with knowing there's a problem and a plan to get the problem under control. Let's identify the problem. Too much debt. What is too much debt? It depends on each individual, and it also depends on how much income you have. The lower your income level, the lower the debt when can become a problem. If you're spending all your money paying your monthly bills and trying to keep your credit card minimum payments down timely, and you're coming up short for groceries and maybe gas for the car, so you have to maybe use a credit card to pay for something with the option of, I'm going to pay that back as soon as I can, you probably have too much debt. If you have more than two credit cards you carry any balance on, or if you have any credit cards, one that you consistently carry a balance and a large balance, say a more $3,000 or $4,000, or much even greater than that, you have too much debt. There is a potential problem. I have links in my show notes for two articles I'm going to refer to. They're okay, but there's some parts in there I don't like, and I'm going to talk about my plan and why I do it. If you find this podcast useful and you'd like to make a contribution, in my show notes, you can find a contribution link where you can do so. If you're interested in the software I talk about later on that I use to get out of debt, there's a link in my show notes for that. Also at the bottom, you need to copy and paste because it's not going to take you right to where you need to go. So let's get started. The first is identifying the problem and knowing how bad the problem is. So you need to get all your credit card bills in line. If you don't get the paper bills, you need to go online, write down on a piece of paper or in a spreadsheet the name of the credit card, outstanding balance, the rate of interest you pay, and the date you're supposed to pay it, and the minimum balance. You need to do that for all your debt and total it up. How much do you owe? I'm talking about everything, your mortgage, your line of credit against your house, your auto payments, auto loans, personal loans, payday loans, add it up. And that is going to be something that might surprise you. You might be carrying more debt than what you realize, and that's why you're living paycheck to paycheck. That's why you don't have that extra money to do something with or to put into savings. We're going to talk about that later. This is a general overview. Then my next episodes, I'm going to work through in more detail each individual step you need to take. But this is step one, identifying the problem, finding out how big the problem is, and start getting things under control. Take account of your accounts. Check your credit reports. How bad is your credit rating? If you're making late payments because you have a lot of debt, your credit is probably going to be on the hurting, on the downside. You need to get this stuff under control, and you need to pay everything as timely as possible. And this article says, look for opportunities to consolidate. It's a little early for that now. You can do that down the road once you get everything under control, because credit cards are a higher rate of interest. I understand that. And you maybe get another loan where you can pay those off at a lower rate of interest. I understand that. Overall, it may be a good thing. But the bad side of that is if you don't quit using your credit cards, you're just going to be back into a worse place than you are currently. So put this off. Don't consolidate your loans now. Let's get down the road 3 or 6 months before, because we have other options that might be better than that. Be honest about your spending. The reason why you're having all this credit card debt is because you're buying too much stuff and you don't have the income on hand to pay for it. So you're spending more money than what you make. The only two exceptions to that is your housing and transportation. Houses cost a lot of money. I don't expect you to save up all your money for 30 years and buy a house for cash. That's not practical. But look at the payment. The monthly payment for your home should not be more than 35% of your total income. But your expenses related to the house, you got utilities, you have maintenance, you have entertainment, you got internet, you got streaming, you got all these other things that are kind of connected to your home that's going to be under housing. And the same thing with automobiles, you got your loan payment, and then you got gas and repairs and maintenance for the each individual automobile. So it's just more than that one monthly payment that you have to consider. So if you want to live a more comfortable life, and not be stretched on your income, your budget, where you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're not paying bill A, you're putting it off so you can pay bill B, and then the next month you're flipping it around. You shouldn't have to do that. If you're managing your money correctly, you should know how much you have. You shouldn't be buying things you cannot afford to pay for, even though it's only $89 a month for 3 years. Sounds cheap. Maybe you can't afford $85 a month because you're already stretched to your limit. Figure out how much extra you can budget. I'm not really sure what they're talking there. What you need to do is go through your spending, identify the things that you're paying for that you no longer need or use, cancel it. That's going to save you money right on the gate. Get going. Do that first thing. Determine your debt reduction strategy. Well, yeah, we're going to quit using debt. That's your strategy. You're not going to be able to pay off these credit cards if you keep putting new charges on them. I hope that makes sense. It makes sense to me. If you keep using them and you're trying to pay them off, how are you going to pay it off if you keep adding to the problem? You keep adding to the problem, you're not going to ever get them paid down, where you can get your life back under control. The second article is help you to reduce debt. It tells you how to do it. Organize your monthly bill. Take control of your finances. Create your debt reduction plan. I'm going to talk about a debt reduction plan, and that's going to be in my very next episode. But before we do that, you have to know how much debt you have, how much the minimum payment is on all this debt, what's your monthly bills. What's your rent? What's your mortgage payment? What's your utilities? How much do you pay out every month? And how much income do you have to cover that? Income, I mean, is your take-home pay, the amount of money being deposited into your checking account. That's the amount of money you have to work with. And if you're taking the check and you're taking cash off the top and not putting 100% in there, you're not being honest with yourself because your spending is still out of control, just that you don't see it because you're paying cash for things. We have to identify everything, and that's where it's called a budget. I call it a control center. But the easy way to do a control center, and the very first thing, once you identify you have a problem, once you identify how big or little the problem is, doesn't matter. It could be that you only have $1,000 in credit card debt, that minimum payment, or you're trying to pay $250 a month towards it, and you're never making progress because, one, you got some monthly bills that keeps going on there. So that $1,000 come down a little bit, it goes up a little bit, it goes down, up, and you're not really getting it paid down to zero. You should only be using your credit card for your monthly bills if you're paying it off in full to zero every month. That's a basic rule. Remember, we're trying to control our spending. We're trying to control our finances. Why? Because the easier, the better your finances at home, the better life you're going to have, the happier, less worries, less stress. Everything is just much better. So try to live within your means. Don't buy things because your neighbor did or your boss did or whoever, whatever. Buy things that you like and want and can afford. If you can't afford it, then save up your money. One of the very first things that you identify all these things, you identify your monthly payments, maybe you write it down, that'd be a good idea. How much is your rent, your mortgage, your utilities? Get an idea. That's the starting point. I call that tracking. To make it even easier, if you have a computer, there's a lot of applications out there that you can use, will help you do these things. Part of the tracking is to identify what it's for. It's called a category. You're going to categorize things. A lot of these apps come with categories already in them. So one thing you got to do is look at a list and select it and boom, put that payment in there. Put that bill in there. Put this bill in with that category, whatever. They do most of the work for you. Just be consistent when you're entering things. But it makes it even easier is, well, you're putting in your electric bill the first time. Well, you know you pay that every month. So go to the reoccurring part of the application or mark it reoccurring, meaning it happens on a regular basis. Put in the information, put in your payment. Now the payment can change. We know the date's going to change and the payment can change. Put in the electric company, put in all your information. Set it up with monthly, set it reoccurring every month. Do you want to approve it or not? Does you just want it automatically be posted to your checking account? I say approve it because you have to change the date and you might have to change the dollar amount. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you will if you have an application and you're actually looking at it and using it. Then every month that will pop up. You'll know it's going to come due. I'd say always set mine to pop up about 5 days before they're due, so I know I have the money available to pay for it. I approve it. I know how much it was. I change the date. I change the dollar amount. I'm done. So the first time, the first month, it's going to take a little bit longer, but then as you go, it's going to get quicker. If you don't set up a reoccurring entry, the next time you start typing in the description, the description is going to pop up and it's going to select a category for you. So then you just gonna make change the date and put it up. So it gets faster either way you do it. I like the reoccurring stuff because why work harder when you really don't have to? You do this for 30 days or go back 30 days and put in your information from your checking account. Put the information in from your credit cards for the last 30 days. Now you have a history of your spending, of what you're paying for. You can do a report by category, and it's going to give you some totals for that particular month, from the beginning to the end of the month. Do a report by category, print it out. Wow, geez, now you know your numbers. How easy was that? Took you maybe 20 minutes. And every week you keep updating this. You keep updating it on a regular basis so that you know how much is in that checking account at all times, how much you owe on all your credit cards at all times, what payments you need to make, what payments are coming due. You have your finances under control. You have it right there in front of you. The next step after tracking, you get that report by category, is to do a control center. And the only thing that is, you're going to rearrange these categories together and group them any way you want, but this is how I do it. I put all my housing together. Okay, when you do a budget, it starts out with your income. You list your income at the top, total. Now we have, what am I going to pay every month? Okay, my needs comes first. Housing, transportation, food. After that, you can expand your needs to savings. Insurance not included anywhere else. Because housing, you're going to put your mortgage payment there. You're going to put all your utilities. I put my cell phone bills in there. I put my internet service there because it's pretty much connected to the house. Any cable entertainment, it's all under housing because it's basically at your home. Then transportation is your automobile, your loans. You can break it down by each individual auto if you'd like. It'd be your auto loan, gasoline, repairs, maintenance. Maintenance is like oil change, new windshield wipers, light bulbs, you know, little odds and ends stuff. Maybe you do yourself, maybe you don't. I do it myself because it's not that difficult. And I save some money, basically a lot of money. The more you do things on your own, the less you pay somebody else, the more money you're going to keep for yourself. Go down and we have, well, you have debt. I've kind of forgot about that. So we have housing, transportation, food, debt, because you have to pay it every month, savings, insurance, not anywhere else. Six items. That's your needs. Anything else is a want, clothing, entertainment that's not included in housing, like tickets for ball game, concert, those type of stuff. That's down below in your wants, not necessarily your needs. Your needs are things you're going to pay every month. It's really what you need to focus on if you're struggling to pay off debt. You need to look at things that you're paying for today that you no longer need, want, or use, and then cancel it and get out from those payments. And a good example is these antivirus programs. Maybe you bought a new computer, but you had an old computer. Did you just put the old subscription on your new computer, or did you buy a new subscription? You might have two subscriptions for your computers. Maybe that old computer you're not even using anymore. Cancel that antivirus subscription on that old machine. Don't let it renew. Go in, find out what it is, and take care of it. Gym memberships. If you only go to the gym 2 months out of the year, why are you paying for it 12 months out of the year? Try to avoid things like that. I'm not saying not to do it. We're focusing on reducing your spending so we can save some more money, so we can reduce our debt. So reduced spending is going to reduce debt. I'll be back in one moment with my final thoughts. If you're interested in learning about an online software that helped myself get out of debt, it does tracking, budgeting, and keeps track of all your assets and all your debt. It even tells you how much and when to transfer money into your savings account and how much and when to transfer money to your debt and which debts to pay off in order first. It's not cheap. It's a one-time payment, but it will definitely be an investment, something in yourself and an investment in your personal financial life. If you're interested, send me an email at reducedebtincreasewealth@gmail.com and I'll send you the information about this online software that worked great for me. So remember the basic rules. Don't spend more than you make, with two exceptions, housing and transportation, where you finance them, obviously, because of the cost of them are so great. Your monthly bills you're going to pay every month is something you shouldn't be putting on credit cards or financing. It's just simple. You can't keep up. It'll get to a point where you'll have so much debt you won't even be able to make a payment on anything because you'll just be flat out broke and bankrupt. So identify a problem. Are you spending too much? Maybe you just don't have enough income. Did something happen in your life to where your income got reduced? Everything is a possibility, but we need to adjust our financial life based on our income. If our income goes down, we need to reduce our spending. If our income goes up, you need to save more. Because we're going to talk about how to go about paying off debt. But your first thing you need to do is identify you have a problem. Try to figure out how to solve the problem. And one of the things is maybe the problem if you have a lot of debt, and maybe it's because you're spending too much money. So we got to reduce our spending is step one. And then step two is quit using credit. Quit using credit. That's part of my debt reduction plan. In fact, that's the number one thing you have to do. Quit using credit and start paying for all your monthly bills. That's why it's important to have a control center. Know how much is due each and every month. Know when in the month is it due. So you have an idea of how much money you need so you don't spend it before you need it. There's a lot of programs out there that helps you solve these basic problems. And it's a willing of how much you're willing to spend. I don't get paid by any of them, but one of the better ones I've seen is You Need a Budget. It tackles all these problems for you. A lot more. You Need a Budget. It's an app. It's I think it's kind of expensive. I'm thinking around $14, $15 a month. But you can do this with, I use an app for my tracking. Cost me $10 a year. I'd use a spreadsheet for my budget that I've already paid for. So it don't cost me anything. No, nothing extra anyway. I already have it. So I'm set. $10 a year is all I'm spending. But once you start tracking, you have to know what you're doing. And the first thing you do is we have to start. And I was just thinking about this. A lot of them want you to put in your starting bank balance and then work forward. Well, you could do that. Go back 30 days because remember, we want to see a history. So in order to speed up the process, go back the previous month. It could be more than 30 days. Or if you're close to end of the month, start the beginning of the current month. Figure out what your bank balance is, plug a number, put in all your transactions and deposits and all the withdrawals all the way up to the current date. Now maybe you have to do a month and a few weeks. That's the most time-consuming part of this whole process. It's getting started. And once you get it all caught up, then you should be able, that balance on that program should match the balance in your checking account. And if it doesn't, that means you entered something wrong. You got to find your mistake and fix it. That's one way to do it. Another way is to start with a zero balance. Go back 30 days, put your beginning balance as zero, enter all your transactions, get the very end, take the difference between what this your program app shows and what your bank shows, and take the difference, and that's your beginning bank balance, and it should match. But you're not going to find any mistakes that way, but it'll match. And then we can go forward and keep it matching the bank. So if there was mistakes in the past, it's 60, 90 days, it's going to work itself through and be no longer a problem if it ever was a problem. That's a couple tips I just gave you on the easiest way to do it. Once you got it up to the current date, if you update it on a weekly basis, 10 minutes a week or less. Because if you use the reoccurring entries, it's going to be almost done for you. Once you start entering, if you go to the same grocery store, the same gas stations, once you've gone through 30 or 60 days, you've gone to about every place you go to on a regular basis. So they're going to pop up. The only thing that's not going to pop up instantly are the new places to go, online shopping places or whatever. But if you always type in Amazon, it's going to pop up. And it's going to have some type of category. So yeah, like Amazon, your categories could be all over. It could be groceries. It could be home supplies. It could be lawn supply. It could be almost anything. So you just need to be aware of what you're buying. And you want to be consistent on the categories that you're using. Because that's information. Good information going in is going to give you good information coming out. You're going to be able to look up, how much am I spending? And to give you an example, I don't have a printer for my computer. I hadn't had it for years. I've been going to FedEx office, and What I do is send a file, print and go, and then I get my, it gives you a code. You go to the FedEx office, you put in the money, then you put in the code, and you can print off what you need to print. I select black and white 99% of the time because that's all I need. I'm not printing anything in color, so why pay for something you don't need? Always have that type of mindset. So I went into my app. I went back 2 years. I'm looking at buying a printer because it's just a hassle doing all that. For the last 2 years, I've only spent $88 at FedEx office. And most of that was in the last 2 months because of something new I'm doing. And that will go away eventually. The printer I'm looking at is $200. It'll take me like 5 years to break even on that printer if I never buy ink for it. So am I going to buy it? I might. I might not. Because it is kind of a hassle, but I drive by it almost every other couple days anyway. So I can always stop there. But that's just an example of, I got myself a report. I can make an informed decision before I spend $200. Maybe I'm not going to do it. Maybe I will. But it's going to come down to convenience in this particular case. But I might look for a cheaper printer. But I go to a different printer, then the cost of the ink is going to be a lot more. And I'm not saving anything in the long run. So I probably won't do that either. But you're getting the idea. So we need to identify the problem, and you need to look at the problem, and you need to get your monthly bills in front of you so you know how much you owe, how much is coming in. Get all that information in front of you. And next episode, I'm going to talk about, once we identify the problem and what we're doing, look for things you can cut back on your spending in the next week or so. Try to get an app, get that information in there. Try to get yourself a report by category so that you know how much you spend on a monthly basis. We can start figuring averages, and the averages get better the longer time we have because we can get a better average. We're coming up to Thanksgiving, so your groceries might skyrocket. But then we got Christmas. Your groceries could skyrocket again. But then you got 6 months of no holidays, so we'll have an average. I'm going to talk about the next episode, a debt reduction plan. You identified it. You know how much. You know when it's due. You know how much you have to pay. You know the interest rate. Go ahead and put it in order by whatever you want. The highest interest rate on top, the lowest on bottom, or the lowest balance to the highest balance. It doesn't much matter, whatever you want to do. And we're going to focus the next episode on how you're going to put together a plan that you're going to follow consistently month in and month out, that's going to pay off that debt, and you'll be debt free before you know it.